Welcome to the Multifamily Wealth Podcast. I'm your host, Axel Ragnarsson, and on this show, I dissect how seasoned multifamily investors started, built, and scaled their businesses. What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another solo episode here on the Multifamily Wealth Podcast. In this episode, I'm going to be talking about the three pillars as it relates to skill sets that successful multifamily real estate investors develop. What order you should be developing these three skills, and again, I'm defining them as three pillars, right? Three primary skill sets. What order you should be developing them in, the importance of developing each of them, as well as what happens when you start to develop a couple of these. And I think this is a really interesting framework to think about where you fit in within the overall multifamily real estate sector. And it can help you define what your competitive advantage is. You know, I think I speak with a lot of investors that don't even like know what they're good at. They don't know what they're supposed to be better at. They don't know what they're supposed to be finding in a partner or in a vendor or in a hire. And I think narrowing down these three pillars, or defining these three pillars, I should say, and narrowing down the skills that you need to develop within each allows you to much more predictably scale your business and identify what you need to work on. So let's define these three pillars before we get into them, obviously. So the first one is the ability to find good deals. And I'll get into all of the sub skills underneath that. The ability to raise capital. And, you know, really, I think the ability to raise capital at a reasonable return expectation, right? Raise capital from people that aren't going to gouge you or just absolutely take over your deal, but to raise cheap capital and a lot of it. And then the ability to operate effectively and to actually asset manage effectively, right? To take a deal from closing through the execution of a business plan efficiently, effectively, on budget, et cetera, right? So we have finding deals, raising capital, effective operations. Those are the three pillars. And most real estate investors are good at one out of these three things, right? Most good real estate investors have developed a skill set thoroughly in one of those areas. You know, there's a lot of good investors that are great at finding deals, but they can't really raise the money that well, and they can't really operate that well because they're spending all their time finding deals. You have a lot of people with really robust networks of, with a robust network of high income earning folks that can raise capital effectively, right? But they're not out there finding deals, they're not out there operating. You have a lot of people that are great managers, great operators, really diligently manage construction in the P&L, but they're not necessarily great at sales and marketing. So they struggle to find deals and they struggle to raise capital. All of these require slightly different soft skills. And, you know, again, finding deals, a lot of sales and marketing. Capital is a lot of sales and marketing as well, but it's primarily marketing, networking, people skills. Operating effectively is financial analysis, you know, management, and just oversight, right? In terms of where how you bucket those skills. What order should you be developing these skills in if you are a multifamily real estate investor, right? Because I think that's a question I get a lot from folks. The first one you need to get good at, if you're going to be an active operator of real estate, you're going to go out there, find deals, you're going to go put them together, close them, and then you're going to go operate them. You have to be able to find good deals. And in my opinion, this is the most valuable skill out of these three to develop and to develop effectively, with a very, very close second being finding capital. And maybe when the market is in a really tough spot and capital is hard to find, they change positions. But right now, I think finding deals is still it's a more valuable skill to have than being able to raise capital, because there's still a lot of people that want to invest in real estate right now. So you need to develop that first. You need to be able to find good deals, because nothing happens after that, right? There's no point in spending your time trying to raise money because you don't have deals, and you also don't have the track record to go find the deals. So, or to go raise the capital, I should say. So being able to effectively find good deals and consistently find good deals is the first skill you should focus on before you go out there and you start trying to raise money, and before you spend time trying to operate effectively, right? And on the flip side, I think effective operations is the easiest skill to outsource or to find in another partner. Because frankly, it's the lowest dollar skill set as it relates to where it falls in the overall, you know, landscape of skills that you should be developing out of these three pillars. You can find a really killer property management team. You know, you could just kind of asset manage well by just throwing your time at it versus developing the skill set, just diligently managing the P&L, diligently managing your PM, getting on regular phone calls. Yes, you can develop an excellent skill set and create outsized value for sure, but I don't think that's the skill you should be focusing on right away. It should be finding deals. And, you know, once you start to define who you are as an individual, what you excel at personally, what you like to work on, maybe you're a marketing person, maybe you're a sales guy, right? You should be focusing on capital or deals. Maybe you're a little bit more of a management oriented type of individual. And that's where you've developed your skills throughout a different career. Maybe you're a better operator, right? And you should be finding individuals that complement the skills that you don't have. If you're a great deal guy, you should be finding a great operations guy, gal, whoever. And you should be partnering up on deals. If you're great at capital raising and you have this robust network, you should be finding the great dealer operator to go out there and partner on their deals with, right? To fund their deals. Shouldn't be partnering on a deal with another capital guy that's good at raising money that just happened to find a deal because your skill sets aren't necessarily complementary. I define myself in this business as, you know, I'd like to think I'm a really good deal guy. I think I'm pretty good at finding deals. I understand how to operate properties well, but that's not necessarily what I enjoy. And therefore, we built out a property management company and we have great people in that business. And I have great people in the business above that, Aligned Real Estate Partners, that help with operations. Like, I have multiple people working in the asset management side of the business that are helping me own that part of the actual business itself and of the investing life cycle. Also, I like to think I'm pretty good at raising capital, right? We've developed, you know, through this podcast or all these other things. So it's important to define what you're good at, what you like spending time in, and to further develop that skill. And then if you want to tack on another one after you've become very proficient in that, then it makes sense to do so versus trying to do all of these things decently well, because that's going to be much harder for you to gain traction in the long term and actually gain momentum. You're better off becoming extremely good at one out of the three. As you start to build momentum and partner with other folks, you can develop another part of that skill set, and then you tack it onto the original. And then if you develop two of these pillars, you become an extremely effective real estate investor. As I said at the top of this show, most good real estate investors, good being defined as people that are growing a portfolio, you know, fairly quickly, earning good return, decent returns, outsized, you know, above market returns, are probably pretty good at one of these things. A lot of people that are investing in real estate aren't good at any of these, right? They're okay at all three and they kind of just mosey along. The good ones are good at one. The excellent real estate investors are good at two out of these three. And the absolute killers are good at all three. That's the final phase, is becoming very, very good at all three. But even still, you don't really get to being great at all three without bringing people into your organization. And that's typically going to happen once you start bringing in hires and training them extremely well and giving them ownership over a part of this process or significant ownership. You know, one out of these three is typically a solo band. Two, you're maybe partnering with someone, maybe you have a hire, and that's how you're developing proficiency in multiple areas. Because it's hard to be good at a couple of these if you're doing it yourself. And if you're doing it with three, you probably have a partner or two, or you probably have a couple of high-level employees that are really helping you actually develop the business to where you can do all of these three things very effectively. And again, define your personality type in which of these skills it best aligns. You should be picking one of these skills to become extremely good at before you start trying to do other things. And three, find individuals that have a complementary skill set to work with you on, you know, either on a specific deal within your business, if you're looking for a partner at the business level, or in vendors or hires that can actually help you that maybe aren't, you know, working with you at the partnership level. And when you're starting out, if you're looking to be an operator, you should be focusing on finding deals. That's the most valuable skill set. You really need to become proficient at that. Again, we can list all the sub skills under that. Ability to stay top of mind with brokers, ability to go direct to seller, ability to become omnipresent in your marketplace, you know, the ability to find value in potential acquisitions that other people might not. These are all skills that you should be focusing on developing. And your end game goal as a real estate investor who's looking to become one of the best ones is to become extremely good at two of these things, and then look to find the third skill set in either a partner or an extremely high level hire, right? And then you start to develop some level of mastery over all three. And that's when you really start to scale your business extremely quickly and you become one of the top players in your given marketplace. So I thought this would be a helpful podcast for a lot of the new folks out there that aren't really sure where they should be starting, where they should be focusing, as well as some of the experienced folks that are trying to figure out what comes next and where they need to be focusing their time. And again, if you enjoyed this episode, if you found any value in this episode, please consider leaving the podcast a rating and review. Helps us get noticed by more folks, helps the show grow. Obviously, that's my goal as the host of this darn thing. So if you could leave a rating and review, if you've learned anything ever on the podcast, that'd be great. We're coming up on 275, which is a massive milestone. And appreciate everybody listening over the years. So 275, then we're next one after that's that big 300 number, which is very rarefied air in the real estate podcasting sector. So thank you all for listening. Hope you learned something on this episode, and I'll talk to you guys soon.